Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
The Chicago Blackhawks look to salvage a win on their three-game Western Canada swing as they take on the Flames here in Calgary tonight. And lines have been shuffled. The D pairs will see a slight change. And Corey Crawford returns to the Hawks' goal. Hopefully, those changes will mean on-ice success for the Hawks as they try to banish an 0-3-1 slide. Gaudreau enters the Hawks' zone at the left point where he stops. Flips it there to Giordano to the top of the right circle. Lindholm to Gaudreau. Left circle, put it in front. They score. It's Sean Monahan, who fired it past Crawford, who had moved over to the right post, thinking that Gaudreau was going to shoot. Instead, Gaudreau fed the slot. Monahan had a wide open 4x6, 1-0 Flames. Here's Seabrook to Schmaltz, left circle. Seabrook, high slot, holding. Got it to Kane, bottom of the right circle, put it in front to Taves. He shoots, he scores! It's a power play goal as Taves redirects a pass from Kane into the pads of Rittich, and he backed up into his net. The puck crossed the goal line. We're tied at one. Puck is pulled out by the Hawks. Martinson to the high slot. Ruda. Ruda sidesteps ahead, fires. He scores! Jan Ruda with a sniper shot into the top left corner. Rittich was screened on the shot, and the Hawks take a 2-1 lead with 26 seconds left in period number one. Put the puck behind the net to Joki Haru. Passing up the left wing to bring it at center ice. Fenton to Sod over the Flame line to the net. He shoots, he scores! As Sod was heading to the Flame net, Giordano ran into him, and Sod ends up tumbling into Rittich, who got a piece of that puck as it came through, but it bled through him into the Flame net, and the Hawks lead 3-1. Hammond at Dare, shot it ahead. This hits Neal in the skates. Banks back to the Flame blue line. Backlund got it there to Hamonic, right wing to center ice. Took a chuck over the Hawk line. Fire into the right circle. He scores. Well, Matthew Tkachuk entered the Hawk zone one-on-one against Henry Joki Haru, and he pulled the puck back, allowing Joki Haru to skate into a screen area and then fired it up into the top left corner past Crawford. It's 3-2 Hawk. Lindholm passing back to Gaudreau, left corner to Giordano, firing top of the left circle. Crawford got the right pad on it. Gaudreau carries behind the net, fed it up the slot. Giordano shoots. Crawford stops it with the pad. Tried to lay on it. Puck taken by Lindholm. He shoots it. Crawford got the end of his right pad on that shot, knocking it wide. That's a save of the game. Loose puck at the Flame line, picked off by Lindholm. Carries through center ice over the Hawk line. Gave it to Gaudreau, right circle, put it across. Monahan shoots and scores. One pass Crawford with 6:01 left in the third. We're tied at three. Ryan sent it back to the left point to Hannifin. He'll flip it down to Bennett behind the Hawk net. To Michael Frolik there. Frolik to the left corner. Put it in front. This hits Anisim on stick and deflects into the Hawks net. They score. Michael Frolik will get credit for this goal. He was trying to center the puck and hit Artem Anisim on stick, standing 5 feet from the Hawk net. Deflects over Crawford's shoulder, 4-3 Calgary. Kane now to the Flame line. Sends it over the line on the left wing for Schmaltz. He lost the puck. Backlund waves it down ice and into the empty Hawk net. He scores. It'll be an empty net shorthanded goal for the Flames. 5-3 Calgary with 58 seconds left in period number three. And the Hawks are in position to lose all three games on this Western Canada road trip.